It's quite difficult, really. I myself, I went into treatment, into a drug and alcohol treatment centre in Warrington, where I spent 7 months. And since then, really, I never came back. I never looked back at all. I came back into the community, got involved in all kinds of voluntary work. I worked for the treatment centre that I was in for 6 months. I set up a drug and alcohol recovery group called Changing Lanes in Mack, Wimslow and Congleton, which is still going today. There are other people running those groups now. It's about passing it over and moving on with your life and giving a chance to somebody else to do it.
When you were in your darkest of times, could you ever imagine a way out? Could you see the hand in front of your face? Could you imagine a time in your life when you would be free of it?
When you're in that space of active addiction, you know, and it takes you to such a dark place, you can't see a way forward, you can't see a way out. No matter how much people try to help you or persuade you to do something about your life, you know, if you're not ready for it, you know, and you're not willing to do whatever it takes, you know, no amount of persuasion on the planet will bring you to that point.
Which is agony for those around you who love you.
Yeah,
agony.
Yeah, I broke off all my relationships with my family, my friends and everybody else. My father didn't speak to me for a couple of years, you know, because of the things that I was doing. You know, I was doing things that you wouldn't expect a son to do, you know, and people would cross over the road when they saw me walking down the street. I was just a walking nightmare. I was just taking and taking and taking, you know, and I got to that point where I just couldn't do it anymore.
I'd spoke to an addict recently and he said something that really resonated with me, and he said, drugs dehumanise you. He said, you know, you actually stop feeling emotion. Because he, again, broke away from his family, and he said, after a while, it actually doesn't bother you anymore, because you become something other than a human being.
Yeah, it does. It completely takes over who you are, you know, and what you do. Addiction becomes a way of life, you know, and in recovery, you know, we have to find something to fill that spot, you know, which is recovery, you know, also becomes a way of life. I was in such a dark place, you know, and like I say, I couldn't see my life going anywhere. I was trapped, I was torn, you know. I wanted to die, but I couldn't bear the thought of leaving my children behind, you know, so I really was in quite a jam. And I walked into the drug and alcohol services in Macclesfield, you know, and I just broke down and fell to my knees, you know, and I begged them for help, you know. And
what made you walk through the door that day?
I was in so much internal pain and so much inner conflict going on. I was a broken vessel, you know. I was empty inside, and I had nothing left to give to life at all.
So what did you find to fill that gap when you were in recovery?
Well, what I do today is my passion is helping others, you know, like-minded people helping like-minded people. Going to any lengths, you know, it's a great honour to be a part of somebody else's journey, you know, and watch them come from a hopeless situation, you know, to turn their life around and do things that they never thought possible. You know, and it is amazing, you know, and the rewards that I get is gratitude, hope and inspiration. You know, I live to inspire and be inspired.
I'm always astounded, Nick, with the amount of effort that goes into being an addict. You know, people view addicts and they go, oh, they sit around, they're doing nothing. I've interviewed people who are addicts who hold down jobs, hold down family lives, go out, take drugs, and I just think, how have you got the energy to keep up this deception? And then they say, when that switch flicks and they realise if they use a tiny portion of that energy going to something good, that's when their life transforms.
Yeah. There's so much energy goes into using, and so much energy goes into covering it up, controlling, manipulating people, you know, getting what we want, you know, to feed our addiction.
Get what the drug wants, yeah.
Yeah, to feed our addiction, you know. I mean, we say that we lose the power of choice in whether we use or not, you know, and we lose the power of choice in many things, because everything that we do and every choice and decision that we make is all surrounded picking up, you know. And it's it's turning that energy around. You know, I had great willpower then. I had great willpower to use, you know, and it's turning that willpower around for the greater of good and putting the same energy into my recovery, you know, and into other people and back into the community.
Well, this is exactly what you're doing now with bells on, because you're doing something. You're not just helping people go through their journeys. You're not just reconnecting with your family. You are doing an incredible physical challenge, the Three Peaks Challenge. Why this? What made you go, this is what I want to do?
Well, the thing is I work voluntary for a drug and alcohol treatment-based centre in Maxfield called RAW, Reach Out and Recover. Initially, they asked me to do something on the fundraising side of things. And I was intending to get all the service users that are in RAW to participate in what I'm about to do. But as it so happens, there was too much red tape to cut through with them still being in the services. You know, so I thought, well, you know what, I've set it up, the ball's rolling, it's something that I want to do, you know, and I want to do something on a bigger scale in the future, you know, so it's kind of a trial run for me. And here I am doing it. You know, I've got my son who's going to be coming and doing it with me, you know, and hopefully a couple of other people are going to be coming with me. But you know what? It's all about taking part and doing something and giving something back from a community that I took so much from.
So you're going to do this in September?
I am.
I'm hoping the weather's going to treat you nicely. It's a tough call. You are going to be cream crackered, but what a feat, what a thing to achieve. And to look back a few years ago, you never thought, I bet you were going to do anything like this.
I never thought I'd be able to do anything like that. No. You know, I've never done this kind of thing before. I went and did a trial run up Scarfell Pike with my father, who's 72.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and we both did that. Yeah. It was a fantastic day. And I'm going up Ben Nevis on the 29th of August for a trail run.
Yeah.
With somebody that does Ben Nevis for fun.
You know, right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's my girlfriend's cousin, and she does that kind of stuff for fun, you know, so I'm in good hands.
So how can people support you?
People support me by the way of, it is a sponsored sponsored event, sponsored challenge. It's, I have a Virgin Money giving webpage. It's Nicholas Faith Reed. If you want to donate, then, you know, please help me give something back to these charities that can only exist through these fundraising events. You know, it's, I think that if not ourselves, people that we know, family and friends, you know, will at some point need these services or services alike, you know, and it's our part to try and keep them alive and keep them going.